ever in the greening spring by bank and bough retiring, for love shall I be sorrowing, and swans of my desiring. The notes were clear and pure, they filled the zoo with beauty. If Serena had been in any doubt before, she no longer was. She succumbed completely to this charmer, this handsome musician, this rich and talented cob. Louis knew that his plan had succeeded. His beautiful dreamer had waked, and she had waked unto him. Never again would they be parted. All the rest of their lives they would be together. Thoughts of small, quiet lakes in the woods, where cane brakes grew and blackbirds sang, filled Louis's mind. Thoughts of springtime and nesting and little cygnets. Oh, ever in the greening spring. Louis had been told once by his father what happened to deep-sea divers when they go far, far down into the ocean. At great depths, where the pressure is great and the watery world is strange and mysterious, divers sometimes experience what they call the rapture of the deep. They feel so completely peaceful and enchanted, they never want to return to the surface. Louis's father had warned him about this. Always remember, when you dive deep, he had said, that this feeling of rapture can lead you to your death. No matter how wonderful you feel down there, don't ever forget to return to the surface, where you can breathe again. Looking at Serena, Louis thought to himself, I think love is like the rapture of the deep. I feel so good, I just want to stay right where I am. I'm experiencing rapture of the deep, even though I'm right on top of the water. I have never felt so good, so peaceful, so excited, so happy, so ambitious, so desirous. If love is like this on a cold day in December in the Philadelphia Zoo, imagine what it's going to be like in spring on a remote lake in Canada.